Lisa Merritt from the Mildura Rural City Council. Very good morning to you, Lisa.
Morning, Matt Mann.
Great to catch up with you. Fantastic weekend in the region.
Absolutely. Well, we had the Coleraine Music Festival on the weekend. Huge crowd out there. Lots of day trippers and people staying overnight in the caravan park, and beautiful weather, which was fantastic. We also had the pop-up outdoor cinema night at Nangerlock at the Recreation Reserve there, and had a huge turn up to come watch the movie Wonka. And also yesterday at the Sunday sessions kicked off again at the Mac, which was great. Had local artists Tyler and Maddie duo.
I'll tell you what, there's plenty happening in the region. There's no doubt about that. What can people expect when it comes to this week and beyond?
Yeah, we've a big one this Friday is Ian Moss at the Mac River Runs Dry Tour on Friday night. This will be a great one. Mossy's a spectacular performer. Tickets still available, so you don't want to miss out on that one. Jump onto the Mac website. Pooncarry Desert Dash. This is happening again and back for another year. Great to head to Pooncarry for the weekend for some adrenaline-fueled weekend off-road racing. And then we've got Farmers Market. Can't forget that one on Saturday, starting at 8 through till 12 at JC Park. Get down there and support our local producers. And then another one, which is great, happening on Sunday. We've got the Victorian State Hog Rally Show and Shine, and that's at the Mildura Sporting Precinct.
Yeah, like I say, it never stops, does it? And what about the next few months? Anything exciting coming up in our region?
A few busy weekends coming up and into the long term there. Over the June long weekend, we've got the inaugural Mildura Marathon. This is our first hosting of that here along the riverfront. We've already got quite a few people registered for that. They'll be coming from far and wide to participate, which is great. And a big one for the calendar, mark this in your diaries, late June, early July, we're hosting the Big Balloon Bash. And this is something that we've had here before. Everyone will remember this. It's quite spectacular. So make sure you check that one out. Not just competition, but they'll be doing scenic flights as well. So this is spanning over 9 days.
Hey, really looking forward to that. And of course, announced last week, Australian rockers Eskimo Joe are coming.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So just announced their tour. They'll be at the Mac in July. And also don't forget, we've got tickets have just gone on sale for the air show here in Mildura. That's in September.
Now, obviously, we spoke about this the other week, but Easter was just phenomenal here in Mildura, Sunraysia, as it is each and every year. You've got some stats over the Easter period.
Yeah, we've been speaking with Danielle at the City Heart there, and she's given us some estimated numbers of people attending just the show of Shine that was held on the Friday, and just over 17,500 people in attendance. So that's spectacular and exceeds the estimations that we've been putting out there around that 10,000 mark. So we've got a huge amount of visitors that have, you know, an influx into the region, but also all of our locals support that as well. So I went down there, you could not move. It was spectacular.
It certainly was, no doubt. Now, look, when it comes to finding out exactly what's happening around the region, where's the go-to?
Always head to What's on Mildura and visit Mildura websites and social media. That's the place to check everything out and see what's happening.
And as we say, there is plenty and plenty to look forward to. You mentioned the air show. That's something that I'm very, very excited about, that at the Mildura Airport, September 8th. That's going to be terrific. Tickets are on sale now, as you say. Great to catch up with you, Lisa. Thank you so much. And we will catch up again in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, Matt Mann. Talk soon.